Welcome back, everybody, to Mishnah Berurah Yomi. Today we are learning Simin Sadi Dalet, Sifim Aleph and Beis, and we're going to talk about the direction for davening. Says the Mechaber in Sadi Dalet Aleph, Bekumo de Hispalel. When one gets up to daven, Im Haya Omid Bechutz La'aretz, after Panov Keneged Eretz Yisrael, V'chavin Gam L'Yerushalayim V'la Mikdash U'lebeis Kodshei HaKodashim. If one is davening in Chutz La'aretz, he should face Eretz Yisrael and should keep in mind as well Yerushalayim, the Mikdash, and Kodesh HaKadoshim. Haya Omid Be'eretz Yisrael, Yapsir Panav Kenai Yerushalayim, V'chafin Gam LeMikdash, L'Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. If you're davening in Eretz Yisrael, so then you should face Yerushalayim and keep in mind as well the Mikdash and Kodesh HaKadoshim. Haya Omid Be'Yerushalayim, Yapsir Panav LeMikdash, V'chafin Gam Kenai L'Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. If you're davening in Yerushalayim, so then you face the Mikdash and you keep in mind as well the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Haya Omid Achorei HaKapores, if you're standing behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, behind the Kapores, so then Yapsir Panav LaKapores, then you would face the Kapores. Explains the Mishnah Brura in Sif Aleph. B'chutz la'aretz v'chulei perush. K'sho'omi b'chutz la'aretz l'mizracha shal Eretz Yisrael l'chavin panov l'marav. When you're east of Eretz Yisrael, so you turn towards the west. Shuhu k'neged Eretz Yisrael. U'ch'sho'omi mitzad marav k'mo b'medinoseinu. If you're west of Eretz Yisrael, so then yahafoch panov l'mizrach. So then you turn east. V'chein b'chol haruchos. The same applies for all directions. V'chein habir b'mashe kosav l'kamei. Ha'yo'omi b'Eretz Yisrael yachzer panov v'chulei. Ha'yo'omi b'Yerushalayim yachzer panov v'chulei. The same holds true for all of the dinim in the Shulchan Aruch here, that wherever you're standing, you should turn to face Yerushalayim, the Mikdash, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Beis. What is the source for this halacha? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shneamar v'hispalelu elecha derech artzam. We dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu via our land. So we look towards our land of Eretz Yisrael. What is the meaning of keeping in mind the Mikdash and the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Gimel, V'chavin v'chulei rotza lomar yechavin libo afal pishi e efshar lo lahavzir panav negdam. If you're in a situation in which you can't turn towards these places, you should at least think of these places. V'rotza lomar, this means to say, sheyachshav b'libo v'rayono, kilu hu omid b'mikdash asher b'Yerushalayim b'mokom Kodesh HaKadoshim. You should perceive yourself as if you are standing in the Mikdash in Yerushalayim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When should you think this? So the Mishnah Berurah in Tzadi Chesif Aleph points out that you should perceive yourself in this position, in this place, prior to tefillah. To what parts of davening does this apply? Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, quoted in footnote number 2, points out that this all applies even during Modim Derabanan, that when we say Modim Derabanan, we should be facing east and we should be thinking as if we're in the Mikdash. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Dalet, Keneged Yerushalayim. What's the source that if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you should face Yerushalayim? Shneamar v'hispalelu el Hashem derech ha'ir asher b'charta. The Pasuk in Malachim says that we daven through the city that Hashem chose, namely Yerushalayim. If you're davening in Yerushalayim, you should face the Mikdash. What's the source for that halacha? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Hei, Panov l'Mikdash, Shneamar v'hispalelu el habayis hazeh. That we turn towards the Mikdash in order to daven. The Mekor Chaim, quoted in footnote number 2, points out that the Shechina hasn't left, even though the Mikdash is destroyed, that's based earlier on the Rambam, in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, that the Shechina is always present in the Makom HaMikdash, and therefore this halacha still applies, that we face the Mikdash. What is the meaning of behind the kapores? If you're behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Mishnah Berurah and Siv Zayin points out, Panov LaKapores, Shneamar V'Hispalelu Al HaMakom HaZeh, we should face the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We skipped. The Mishnah Berurah and Siv Vav, Achorei HaKapores, Perush B'Ma'arav El Shal Beis HaMikdash. If you're on the western end of the Mikdash, so that you would turn towards the Mikdash. That's the meaning of behind the kapores, and in this case, says the Mishnah Berurah and Siv Zayin, Panav LaKapores, Shneamar V'Hispalelu Al HaMakom HaZeh, V'Yireh Es Hatzmo Ki'ilu Hu Omid Lifnei HaKapores. The Pasuk tells us to face the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we should perceive ourselves, even if we're on the western end, we should perceive ourselves as if we are in front of, on the eastern end of the Kapores. Continues the Mechaber in Sif Beis. Im Hispalelu Ruach Mishar Ruchos. If one is facing a different direction, Yitzadi Panov, Litzad Eretz Yisrael, and Hu Bechutz La'aretz, he should at least turn his head towards Eretz Yisrael if he's in Chutz La'aretz, V'Yerushalayim, Im Hu Be'aretz Yisrael. He should turn his head towards Yerushalayim if he's in Eretz Yisrael, V'la Mikdash, Im Hu Be'Yerushalayim. Should turn his head towards the Mikdash if he's standing in Yerushalayim. What is the case that the Shulchan Aruch refers to? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Ches, Kigon Sherotza Lahachim O Lahashir. V'Amu Chazal, Harotza Lahachim Yadrin Lahashir Yatzpin. Chazal tell us that if one wants to gain more Chachma, so he should be in the south. And if he wants to gain more wealth, he should be in the north. So in those cases where you want to daven south or north, you should at least turn your head towards the east. Oh, kigon sherochev ala chamor, v'efshar lo lahachzir sa'atzmo l'tzad Eretz Yisrael. Or it could be a case where you're traveling and you're not able to turn towards Eretz Yisrael. Mikomokom yitzadi ponov. You should at least turn your head. L'kayma shenemar v'hispal lu'elecha derech artzom. In order to fulfill what the Shulchan Aruch codified in the previous sif, that we turn our head towards Eretz Yisrael. Comments the Ramah in Sif Beis. V'anu shemachzirin poninu la'mizrach. That which we face east is mipnei she'anu yoshvim b'ma'arava shel Eretz Yisrael. The Ramah speaking in Eastern Poland, so in Eastern Europe, so he's talking about a case where they lived to the west of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they faced east. V'nimtza poninu l'Eretz Yisrael. And that way, again, they were facing Eretz Yisrael when they faced east. Ein osin makom ha'aron v'tzad ha'tfila neged zrichas ha'shemesh mamish. The Rama says not to make the side of Tfila, the eastern wall, if you're west of Eretz Yisrael, and the Aron Kodesh shouldn't be directly opposite where the sun rises. Kizehu derech haminim. That's the way of heretics. Rak mechavnim negan emtza hayom. We should place the eastern wall opposite where the sun would be around midday. Umi sherotza lekayim amaram harotza lahashir yatzmon o lahachkim yadrim. He who wants to fulfill the Maimer of Chazal, that if you want to gain more wealth, you should go to the north, or gain more Chochmah, you should go to the south. Mikol Makom, Yitzadi Panov Lemizrach, as we saw the Mishnah Berurah, so the Ramah precedes him and says that in those cases, one should turn his head at least towards the east. We saw the Ramah here say that the Aron Kodesh should be placed on the eastern wall, but not directly where the sun rises. So let's get into some of those halachos. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Tes, Va'anu shemachzirin v'chulei, ulefi shetzarech lehispal l'tzad mizrach, since we have to face east, no'agu likboa ha'heichal shesefer Torah besocho b'chosel mizrachi. The minhag has become to place the Aron Kodesh on the eastern wall, which is where we face. V'im i'efshar lo likboa b'mizrach yikba b'daro. If you can't put it on the east, so at least put it on the south. Don't put it on the west. Because then what's going to happen is that the congregation is going to face east, and their backs are going to be towards the Aron Kodesh. Umihu afiu kavo ahichal b'chos alacher tzarech l'mispala l'hachzir panov l'mizrach. Even if the Aron Kodesh is placed on a different wall, you still have to turn your head towards the east. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. The Bir HaHalacha in Simin Kuf Nun, Sif Hei, points out that if the Aron Kodesh is placed on a non-eastern wall, that it's a suffix as to where you, as to what direction you should daven. We saw that the Mishnah Berurah here and the Shevet HaLevi also say that you should still face east. That is the Minhag in Yeshiva University, in the Zeisman Beis Medrash, in the old Beis Medrash. So the Aron Kodesh is not exactly east, and the minhag has been of Shachter Paskins that one should face east even when the Aron Kodesh is not on the eastern wall. Now, if the Aron Kodesh is not on the eastern wall, can it be changed? Can it be moved to the eastern wall? So the Beis Shlomo says that it could be moved in this case. If the precise location opposite the Mikdash is not east, but rather northeast, so then on which wall should the Aron be placed? Should it be placed on the north or on the east? Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says it could be placed on either one. What if you began davening in the wrong direction? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Yud, Poninu Lemizrach, Vim Omad Latzafon Oledarum Vihizkirulo. If you started in the north or the south, and people commented to you, so asur la'akor raglav lahafoch lemizrach. You can't move in the middle of Shmona Esrei in order to turn east. Ela ya'akin panav lemizrach v'day b'zeh. Should turn your head towards the east, and that's sufficient. Afilu im mispalel amacherim shepneim lemizrach. Even if others in the shul are davening east and you're davening north or south, still you shouldn't move in the middle of Shmona Esrei. Rather, you should just turn your head towards the east. V'im e'efsher, if it's not possible to turn your head towards the east, osha omid pan of the marav, or you are standing with your head towards the west, yechavin libo lekotrei kadoshim velo yakor raglav. So then you should have in mind the kodesh hakadoshim, but you still shouldn't move. However, there is an exception to this, which is as follows: achim mispalo bevis hakneses the avsha milsa. If you're davening in shul, where it's going to be very clear, it's a clear as day that you are doing differently from the rest of the people, mitzadei b'primigadim lomar to yahafoch esatmo letzadakol. You should jump around and continue facing east, meaning if you are facing west, the Prima Gondim says you should actually move yourself to the same direction as the rest of the Kahal. V'chein pasak b'sefer Shulchan Shlomo. Beis haknesa shehemidu bo'as Aron HaKodesh l'tzad Rom HaOlam, in a shul in which they place the Aron Kodesh towards the south, v'chula mispalim neged Aron HaKodesh shuhu l'tzad darom, and everybody is facing the Aron Kodesh, af shuhu shaloka hogan, even though they're not doing properly, because really they should be facing east, v'chenesk le'elbasiv ka'intes, as the Mishnah Berurah said earlier, mikomakom habal yispalo sham, yispalo l'tzad she'atzibur mispalim. If you're coming into that shul, you should do as the tzibur does, ach yitzad l'ipan of l'mizrach, and you should just turn your head towards the east. We saw in the Ramah that the Aron and the side for Tefillah shouldn't be directly opposite where the sun rises, but rather where the sun is at midday. So what does it mean midday? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Yud Aleph Neged Emtza Hayom Hai Lishna Lav Davka. That's Lav Davka. Ela Rotza Lomar Be'erech Hatzi Shah Ushah Acharkach. Half an hour after midday. Sha'az Hashemesh Kfar Noda Harbe Mimikoma. The sun has already moved very much from where it rose. We measure where the sun is around midday based on where it is during the season of Nisan or Tishrei or 1 week around that time. So in Eastern Europe, where exactly is the best place to put the Aron? Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'ayin bevir halacha she'atakti es lashon halavush bezeh. Check out the Achronim who all agree with the Levush as follows. Eastern Europe is not directly west of Eretz Israel. It's northwest. So in that case, the Aron Kodesh should be placed on the southeast, in the direction of southeast, so that way it's directly opposite Eretz Yisrael. Shaz ta'amon mechuvan keneged Eretz Yisrael ubeis hamikdash v'kotri hakadoshim. It's directly opposite Eretz Yisrael beis hamikdash and kodesh hakadoshim. V'chein kol medina lefi tachanosa ya'amidu habeis haknesas lefi darkam. Every place, every location should place the Aron Kodesh according to its position. So it's not just, you know, you come to shul, you figure out what's east. You have to assess what exactly is the direction, how exactly does your locale face Eretz Yisrael. And according to the Levush, that is where the Aron Kodesh should be placed. Uvesefer Lechem Chamudos, Yishev Minag HaOlam. Nelechem Chamudos, so he justifies the Minag HaOlam just to put everything on the east of, you know, no matter where your location is. It's really best to do like the Levush, again, to align yourself directly with Eretz Yisrael. If you come to a place where the Aron Kodesh is on the eastern side of the shul, so if you were in Eastern Europe and you were northwest of Eretz Yisrael, you would turn towards southeast in order to face Eretz Yisrael. You would turn your head in that direction. But if it so happens that you're davening on the southern end of the Aron, lo yasakim, so then you can't move your head Because then it's going to seem like you're turning your neck towards the Aron Kodesh as if you're turning away from the Aron, and that would be inappropriate. Ayin Sham Balechem Chamudos. In places where they make the Aron Kodesh directly in the east, so then it's best to put the rabbi's seat on the north of the Aron, that way he would be able to face south and north in order to take advantage of that which Chazal say, that in the south one attains more chachma, in the north one attains more osher. Because if you were going to put the rabbi's seat in the south, he wouldn't be able to face south, because then he would be opposite the Aron Kodesh. Uvimakomo sho'osin kalavush, in the places where they hold like the Levush and they put the Aron Kodesh directly opposite Eretz Yisrael, so then Roy Lahoshev Harav the Min Ha'aron, the best is to put the rabbi's seat on the right of the Aron Kodesh. Imlo Lahasir Machlokes al Yakpid, but if there's going to be a whole Machlokes about this, so then it's not good to have a Kpeda, just avoid the Machlokes. Finishes the Mishnah Brura here in Sif Yud Beis, Yitzadi Pana V'chulei. Again, the Rama said that if you want to be Mekayim, that which Chazal say, Harotza Lahashir Yatzbin Lahachim Yadrim, that if you want to have more Osher, you'd be in the north. If you want to have more Chachma, you'd be in the south. So says the Mishnah Brura, Yitzadi Pana V'chulei, V'rashi Pirish Ibcha. Rashi explains this differently. Sheyamod L'mizrach, you should be standing in the east, towards east. Vitzadi panov l'darom alatzafon, and you turn your head towards the south or the north. The Rama had it that you are facing north or south, and you turn your head towards the east. Rashi says the opposite, that you're standing towards the east, but you're turning your head towards the north or south. V'chein minogenu v'nachon hu, k'dei shelo yehichalok ba'amidaso min atzibor. That is our custom, and that's what's proper, so that you're not any different from the rest of the tzibor that is all facing east. In places where they hold like the Levush, that they place the Aron Kodesh directly opposite Eretz Yisrael, so then you wouldn't have to turn towards the south. The Balav Hachi Kenhu, because you're already facing southeast, so you already have the quality of being towards the south. Gam I Efshar Lahatzmin, and you also would not be allowed to turn towards the north. Because it would seem like you are turning away from Eretz Yisrael. When does the allowance to turn north or south apply? So this would apply only during the time that you're davening for Chachma, like in Atachoni in the Adam Das, or you're davening for Ashirus, you're davening for Parnasa, says Abshalmo Zaman, that in those cases, you could turn your head towards the north or the south, but in other brachos, you shouldn't do so. Have a great day, everyone.